I'm Pastor Rich, and our streaming church service is just about to begin. But before we roll that countdown, let me take a moment to orient you to our service, especially if this is your first time. Today, as you watch the service, I hope you are ready to encounter Jesus and that you'll find that our online church experience is a warm and safe place for you to explore your faith. We encourage you to try the live chat feature, use your real name, and don't be afraid to experience online prayer that is both private and confidential. Our prayer team has already been praying in advance for you and this service. So as we are about to start, I hope you understand that church online isn't just something you watch. You have a big part to play in making it a meaningful and positive experience for everyone. So let's get this service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
Mabuhay! Bienvenidos! Konnichiwa! And aloha! And as we like to say here at New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa Campus, aloha!
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa Campus. Come join us.
Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa Campus.
Aloha! Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Wahiwa Campus. Choo!
You rest so Today, church, we're going to learn a new song. It's called Egypt by Bethel. And it's one of those songs that just really gets you going. We talk about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
We talk about the victory.
Amen.
So if you know the lyrics, sing them loud and proud. If you don't, I hope this song ministers to your heart today.
Amen.
Sing that one.
Wonder of how you brought deliverance, the exodus of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters of my release. Oh, Yahweh, Lord of God who fights for me, Lord of every victory,
you have
sure, sing it out.
You have torn apart the seas, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah,
yeah. so glad that you joined us for communion today. So if you haven't already, please get your elements, your juice and bread to join us for communion.
Amen. And I know everything seems peaceful and orderly right now, but I wish you could have seen this place literally seconds ago. I mean, it was chaos. We were chasing the kids around. You know, they're still full of energy. We were, you know, kids were crying. Food was all over the floor. And it reminds me of what the disciples must have been like before Jesus stepped into the picture. I mean, they were so radically opposing, philosophically, politically, in so many different ways. I'm sure people looked at them funny when they walked down the street, because here you had Matthew, the tax collector, who worked. He served in an official position for the Roman government. And then you had someone like Simon the Zealot, who was a part of a radicalist group who was trying to overthrow that government any means necessary, even if it meant violence. So these people are all over the map, and yet Jesus was the one who brought them all together, and communion is the perfect picture of that. That picture of oneness and unity. He gave his life to bring us all together into the family of God. And I know my kids are getting really excited to receive communion this morning. We're going to eat the bread and drink the juice. And so if you have your elements with you, let's get them together, and let's just celebrate the fact that ever since Jesus came into the picture, he's brought us together in the spirit of oneness. It doesn't matter what your background is or where you come from. If you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that makes us brothers and sisters. That brings us together, and there's nothing that can separate us. So let's all bow our heads together, and let's pray for our communion time. Lord, we just come before you this morning, and we thank you for this time. We just thank you so much for this powerful reminder of your love and your grace. And we thank you that this unifies us more than anything on earth that could possibly separate us, Father God. Will we agree on everything? Certainly not. But Lord, we thank you for the grace and the compassion and the ability to have those conversations and to dialogue about even those things we don't agree on. And so we just thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you that on the evening you were betrayed, you took the bread and breaking it amongst your disciples, you said that this bread represents your body that was broken so that we could be healed, so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be restored. And so if you have your bread, would you just receive that together at home with your family, wherever you are? And let's receive this together in remembrance of Jesus's body that was broken for us so that we could be made whole, so that we could be made one, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, church. Let's receive this together. And then Jesus took the cup and passing it around the table, he said, "This cup represents my blood that is shed for you. Whenever you drink of this, do so in remembrance of me." So church, let's partake of the cup together, and in doing so, remember Christ's blood that joins us together, that heals us of our sins and our afflictions, and that forgives us of our sins. Amen. Let's receive of the cup together. Go ahead, church. Amen. We're so thankful and blessed that you could join us this weekend for this powerful time of communion. Now we're going to hand it over. So enjoy the rest of the service. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
And here's this morning's announcements. The Aloha team continues to collect canned and dry goods for our food distributions around Central Oahu communities. Contact Kimmy for more information. And here's a few words from Pastor Rich.
Aloha. I'm Pastor Rich, and thank you for joining us at New Hope Central Oahu Online. If you're new to church or this is your first experience with us, we are so excited that you're here today. To get to know you better, we invite you to fill out our online connection card. The online connection card is an easy and convenient way that you can get help or prayer in any situation that you're facing, whether it's your first time here at church or you've been attending for years. We encourage you to use it regularly. And remember, you can fill it out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on the website. As you're filling that out, I have a few things to share with you. I wanted to remind everyone that it's not too late to jump into the Career Connect workshop with author and career coach Kara Heilman. That happens every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. Now, these workshops would normally command a hefty fee to get access to this level of coaching and expertise, but Kara wants to bless her island home with her knowledge and experience. So for more information or to register for these life-changing workshops, please visit the Aloha Team section of our website at nhcohawaii.org. Another opportunity to grow is through our Transformation Academy. Some classes are already getting started, so you want to be sure that you don't wait too long before you register for that class that God may be prompting you to take. Now, today we'd like to highlight one of the classes being offered this semester, and to do that, let me introduce Pastor Mark Palumpo.
Aloha, everyone. It's Mark, and I'm going to be teaching a six-week course called Unlocking the Bible, Simple Keys to Learning and Communicating God's Word, and I would love for you to be a part of it. How many of you would love to open up the Bible and not only understand what it says, but feel confident in sharing its truths with others without sounding boring or unsure? Well, in order to release God's word, you first have to receive it. But the problem is that many of us find it hard to receive from God's word. A lot of scriptures seem confusing or even dry. I mean, what do the stories of Zerubbabel or Mephibosheth have to do with my life? We often come away from scripture disappointed, discouraged, or even bored. And this leaves us feeling insecure about our own biblical understanding and unprepared to have biblical conversations. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all struggle to make sense of the Bible. It can feel like a chore trying to figure out how something written 2,000 years ago applies to us today. And you probably thought, well, aren't there people who go to school for this sort of thing? Why not just leave it to the pros? Well, what if I told you you don't need to go to seminary or get a Bible degree in order to unlock the truths of God's Word? What if you could feel confident talking about and even teaching the Word of God to your kids, your small group, or your friends? If you attend Unlocking the Bible, you'll come away with simple keys that I and Bible teachers everywhere use to unlock God's Word and make it come alive. Oh, and did I mention? It's free! So join us for this six-week course and unlock your voice to the world.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. That looks pretty cool. Well, to register for that class or to see the entire class listing, please visit our website, nhcohawaii.org/transformationacademy. Now, last week, we had you fill out a church health assessment online, which asked you questions about how you are personally coping with this COVID pandemic and your opinions about how the church is navigating this season. And if you haven't taken the assessment yet, it's not too late. If you want your voice still to be heard, be sure you take that assessment. It's still available on the website. Well, 44 of you endured the 5-minute survey, and I wanted to share with you a few of the highlights. The general trend is that most people are generally healthy, happy, and have the resources they need to cope with the crisis. 94% are at least somewhat confident that the way that NHCO is responding to the crisis is working. When it comes to the question of how confident you feel about meeting physically together again when that's allowed, the results were more evenly distributed across the whole range. When asked what you need, the majority say that you're in a good spot. When asked what you can offer, three things stood out: prayers, food and supplies, and emotional support. When asked what you need from the church, the two strongest responses were a biblical-centered message of hope and encouragement and connection with community. And when asked to rate the church's strength in the streaming service online, 95% of you rated it good or excellent. Thank you. That's encouraging. The pastors will look at all the questions in detail, and that will help inform us on future decisions on how to best meet your needs. We may have another poll again in the future, but if you really want us to know something or you genuinely want to encourage your pastors, please consider writing us a note in the comments section of the online connection card. Sometimes a minute spent of just expressing how you feel and what your experience has been can be a real breath of fresh air to the pastors. Lastly, today's service completes our When God Shows Up series. Now, do you want to see a glimpse of the next series? All right, check it out.
When and how did you guys meet?
When we met in the spring.
All right, hey, you guys did awesome.
Yeah,
ready?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where on earth is the most challenging place to live out God's kingdom? Home. We need to have a conversation about how to embrace God's kingdom culture at home.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be a pretty exciting time together. And you're definitely going to see a little bit of a facelift here at Church Online. So this is a great time for you to invite someone to join you to experience Church Online together. For more information about anything else happening here at New Hope Central Oahu, visit our website. Well, now is the time where we continue in our worship through giving. Now, if you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we encourage you to give as the Lord leads. How? Well, you can use the Give buttons on this page. You can click the Give with Pushpay button on the upper right of the website. Or you can text the letters NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day, God, to gather together and to worship you, God, to be with your people, God. And Lord, as we give and worship you through our giving, Lord, we ask that you would use these gifts to further your kingdom, God, both in our hearts and in our neighborhood and in our world. Father, Lord, thank you for this opportunity. We recognize everything we have comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I was once asked, what is NHCO about? My response, great question. NHCO's mission is to connect people to God and to help them become fruitful followers of Christ. Fruitful followers of Christ means that we are not folks that just watch the world around us, but folks who make a difference for Jesus. So where do we start? It's been said we start with love and let all else be conversation. What we hope to achieve with every presentation is to stimulate conversation. Conversation that provides opportunity for connection to God, opportunities for growth in relationship with Him, and even greater and deeper discussion. We are blessed today to have our senior pastor, Mike Palumpo, conclude our When God Shows Up series. So would you go ahead and take a look at this.
This year is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. It was the deadliest military conflict in human history. 3,000 people died right here when the Japanese Empire attacked Pearl Harbor. 1,177 still lie entombed in the USS Arizona right over there. But on May 8, 1945, Germany surrendered and the war in Europe came to a dramatic end. Hitler committed suicide, the Nazis were defeated. Then, on September 2nd, the Japanese surrendered here on the deck of the USS Missouri. Roosevelt, Truman, Churchill, Eisenhower, MacArthur, Nimitz, and all the courageous men and women of the Allies, they saved the world 75 years ago. Although the fascist Nazis imperialists were defeated in 1945, how many of us realize that their ideology is still alive and well? What is that ideology? Today, we're going to remember why we fought World War II. You know the old saying, those who forget history, go ahead. Somebody say it, we'll be condemned to repeat it. For it is the doom of men that we forget. But more on that later. Today, we wrap up our series called When God Shows Up. After 20 plus years of doing church at New Hope Central Oahu, we've come to the conclusion that our highest core value is the real-time, detectable presence of God with us every day. We started our series on Easter Sunday as the world was in quarantine, but we said that God refused to be socially distant and instead closed the distance with us despite the fact that we had a disease called sin. Since that first Easter 2,000 years ago, the church has been thriving and expanding because Jesus himself, now the Holy Spirit, advances his kingdom around the world. Then the following week, we learned that if we are to join him in establishing his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, we must reject and renounce all self-speak and the lies and half-truths that we think in our minds and speak over our lives, and instead embrace what? God speak, the truth that we are so loved and valuable to the Father that we are worth dying for. Then on to week three, where we learned that we are actually born to bond with the Father in an amazing, intimate relationship. And if we bond instead to the things of the world, well, that's called bondage. So when God shows up, we break addictions, bad habits, We live in freedom to enjoy a relationship with Jesus. Week 4, we discovered that when God shows up, He will bring people into our lives who are there to coach and mentor us, give us sage wisdom on how we too can be empowered to walk closely with our Father in heaven. Week 5, we learned our church's plan to bring you from being a spectator of what God is doing to a player, how to get you out of the bleachers and onto the field, how to get in the game. Then in week 5, we clearly defined for you what success looks like in following Christ and what failure looks like. And we explained following the Spirit versus following our flesh. That when you are tempted to backslide, you must pause what you are doing, pivot away from the flesh, and pursue Jesus, the love of our lives. In week 6, we said that you can't just hear about God's will, but like Moses, you will need to take action and do what God is calling you to do. One of the most unhappiest places to be in the Christian life is double-minded, where you do all these religious things because, you know, you should. But in your secret life, you are back in the world, living for the flesh. This is so toxic to our brains. The stress, anxiety, guilt, and shame caused by this inner conflict means your brain is malfunctioning. Do you know why? It's because you have too much God to enjoy the world, and you have too much world to enjoy God. So as we conclude our series, When God Shows Up, I need to say a few words about another massively huge core value of our church, transformation. You may never be perfect this side of heaven, but when God shows up, He will transform you. And when God transforms you, the lives of people around you will be transformed because of the presence of God in you. Everybody say, transform lives. So parents, do you want your kids to be good? Then you must be transformed first. Wives, do you want your husbands to change? Well, stop trying to change him and instead let God transform you. You see, we can't change other people. Heck, we can't even change ourselves. That's why the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your thinking. If you could change yourself, you wouldn't need Jesus. Instead, what we've been saying through this entire series is you're going to have a thought like, you know, eat the whole bag of Oreos. But then the Spirit of God immediately jumps in to tell you the truth. You are too important and beautiful to trash yourself like that. That didn't come from you. That's God showing up. And if you will listen to the Spirit and do what He says, you will be transformed. Let me begin by saying, you will either be transformed or you will be transmitted. In other words, if you insist on living by the lies of your own self-speak instead of the truth of God's speak, then you will transmit a dark, selfish version of yourself onto the people around you. You will inflict pain, suffering, and cause a lot of hurt. Transform lives, but untransformed lives transmit lies. You never want to inflict yourself on others. Instead, you want to influence others when they see Jesus through you. One day, an expert in the law of Moses asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment in the Bible?" You know what Jesus said. "Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and your neighbor as yourself." There you have it. God Himself says, "Here's how you fulfill every law in the Bible and accomplish my will for your life on earth. Love me with your whole being and love others as yourself." Would you agree that if we get this right, we are fulfilling the very essence of God's will for our lives? Okay, so today I want to show you a really cool way of looking at this that will change every relationship in your life. Notice that the will of God is all about relationship. So everybody say, God, I, you. The greatest commandment of all says, love God and love your neighbor as who? Yourself. So obviously, if I don't love myself, then I cannot love you. So if my self-speak is full of self-rejection, self-neglect, self-abuse, then I'm going to reject and neglect and abuse you. If I don't have a good relationship with myself, then I'm going to transmit that to everyone around me. So I need to break out of my small, isolated world somehow so I can have a better relationship with myself. Can you see now why it is so powerful that Jesus says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his son. That's how we break free. God shows up and breaks all the lies that I've spoken over myself, that I'm abandoned, rejected, alone, unloved. He draws me in and speaks a new reality over me and fills me with a love so powerful and so overwhelming. It dispels all the toxicity in my brain, all the stress, anxiety, guilt, and shame that come from being disconnected from my Father in heaven. Now we're connected. God and I live in this unbreakable bond that will last throughout eternity. Nothing in heaven, earth, or hell can separate me from God. Now, watch this. When my thoughts are constantly immersed in the love and acceptance of my Father, that is the absolute healthiest thing for my brain. I am secure, self-assured. My life is full of hope and joy and shalom peace as I live in the presence of the Father 24/7. And here it is. I love myself. No, not in a weird way and not in a self-centered way. I love myself because the Father loves me. Does that make sense? Whatever God loves becomes instantly valuable. If he loves me enough to leave heaven and come to earth to die for me, then I must mean more to him than I could possibly imagine. I must be important. This doesn't come from my own imagination. It comes from my connection with my Father in heaven. So now, because I have this supernatural revelation about my own value, I choose to take care of myself, to eat healthier, to exercise. I don't have to work myself to death to prove anything to God or anyone else. I can take a Sabbath day and just rest, enjoy my wife, my kids, and my grandkids. I love you guys and other people, so don't take this, you know, the wrong way, but I frankly don't care what other people say or think about me, because in my heart, there's only one person's opinion that matters most to me, and that's my Father in heaven. Of course, I can be corrected. I need to be corrected. But when I'm connected with the Father, I'm not offended when I'm corrected. I become unoffendable and unprovocable. Loving myself now gives me a totally different perspective on you. If God so loved the world, then he also loves you. Remember, whatever God loves becomes instantly valuable. You are important to God, and because God and I are connected, then you become important to me too. I see you through a very different lens than before. For example, because of my connection with God, I pray, Lord, how do you feel about my wife today? Would you feel that through me? What would you like to say to my wife today? Would you say it through me? What would you like to do for my wife today? Do it through me. Can you see that when God shows up, I am transformed first in my relationship with myself, and then subsequently in my relationship with you? From God to me to you. God, I, you. Sadly, too many Christians do not live from their connection with God. Oh, you accepted Christ into your life, but you're not living from your connection with God. Could this be you? Let's call this the severed life or the severed self. You may be a Christian, but you're still living from your own thoughts and opinions. You don't see other people the way God sees them. Why? Because you're not listening to what he says about them. You see people how they are, not what they could be. So you write them off. You don't trust anyone. You keep your distance. You've been hurt and burned too many times. Now, you've stumbled onto a dark secret. The severed self severs. So you don't treat others as persons. The severed self is only interested in what he can get from others. The cashier at Walmart, the kid at the drive-thru at McDonald's, co-workers, sadly, even family, your spouse, they are only important to you in as much as they serve some purpose of yours. People are more like things to you than persons, kind of like your iPhone or your rice cooker. But perhaps the saddest thing of all, the severed life severs you from yourself. You can't really love others because you don't love yourself. You're severed from yourself, so you don't take care of yourself. Stop this madness right now. God is here. In your heart, tell him you're done living the severed life, that you want to be connected with him. You and the Father together forever is what God wants more than anything in the world. Don't spend another moment severed from your Father. Let him speak into your life right now just how much he loves you, how incredibly valuable you are to him. Don't let fear or shame keep you from him. You say, Mike, I've done this before and I always backslide. Well, that sounds like you're giving up on yourself. Does that come from God or from you? Booyah! That's your problem right there. Going forward, stop listening to yourself and let God speak. Amen? Check this out. How did God create the universe? Did he have an infinity gauntlet, you know, with all the power stones? Of course not. The Bible says that God spoke. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be sun, moon, stars. Boom, sun, moon, and stars. God spoke, and the universe came into existence. Now, listen, you are his child. As his son or daughter, you are made in his image. You're not God, but in many ways, you're a lot like him. Similar to God, your words are very powerful. If you speak from your severed self, you can create darkness, division, and depression all around you. How many of us know you can talk yourself into a depression? On the other hand, if you speak from your connection with the Father, you create joy, love, unity, and shalom all around you. This weekend is Pentecost Sunday. 50 days after Easter, the disciples were in the upper room when suddenly they heard a roar like a rushing wind, and the Holy Spirit filled them with power and boldness to take the gospel of the kingdom to the world. That was Jesus returning to earth as the Holy Spirit, and Peter, James, John, and the disciples were transformed. That's what we mean by spiritual transformation. God shows up and his Spirit transforms first the relationship with yourself, so you love, accept, and care for yourself. Then you love others with a supernatural love that doesn't come from this world. Transform lives. Transform lives. Untransformed lives transmit lies. 75 years ago, the deadliest military conflict in the history of mankind ended when the Empire of Japan surrendered to America and the Allies on this ship, the USS Missouri, the Mighty Mo. When the smoke cleared and the dust settled, 80 million people lay dead because of this war. Why did this happen? Why did the Japanese Empire try to take over Asia? Why did they bomb Pearl Harbor? Why did Mussolini's fascists and Hitler's Nazis try to take over Europe and Russia? Is there like a common thread that runs through imperialism, Nazism, and fascism? There most certainly is. You can trace this ideology all the way back through history to the Caesars of Rome, to the Greeks and Alexander the Great, to Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. You see, when man is severed from his God, he not only commits sin against his own body, but he could also be filled with an insatiable desire to control other people, to force others to do his bidding, to rally others to his side so that together they can force their collective will on others for their own selfish gain. And the severed self will not stop until he has complete control, total control. This is why we call it totalitarianism. What did Imperial Japan, Fascist Italy, and Nazi Germany all have in common? Totalitarianism. You see the word total in there? Totalitarians want total control. The men and women who fought in World War II won a stunning and decisive victory over totalitarianism 75 years ago. But how many of us know that even though the Japanese Empire no longer exists, Mussolini, Hitler are dead, totalitarianism is still alive and well today. In America, we call it socialism or communism, same thing. I wasn't born in the United States. I chose to become a U.S. citizen when I was 13. My mom and dad immigrated here from the Philippines. My dad is a retired Navy senior chief who served this country with all his heart for 28 years. My mom brought me to Hawaii in April of 1959, 4 months before statehood. Our family grew up in and around Navy bases like this our entire childhood. We are proud of our country and proud citizens of this great nation. Our youngest son, Caleb, is a senior airman in the Air Force. We're very proud of him and his service to God and country. When I became a citizen, I swore an oath to defend America against all her enemies, foreign and domestic. Last weekend was Memorial Day. Think of all the Americans who died to defend our freedom against totalitarians. They didn't want to go to war, but they had no choice. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Americans rose up to fight the enemies of freedom. But what about us today? I don't know if you've been keeping up with, you know, current events, but America is under a full-scale, all-out war against our freedom once again. Totalitarians are at it, and they are in the media, our FBI, and they control the Democrat Party. Now, are there some good Democrats? Of course. But they are irrelevant because the extreme left controls the Democrat Party. Look what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. And for 2 years, these extremists tried to impeach President Trump on completely false charges. They went after Michael Flynn, a three-star general, and put him in jail. Fortunately for us, we can fight back. I've been thinking and praying about this for decades now. But the gospel of the kingdom of God is not just about accepting Christ into your life so you can go to heaven when you die. Whenever the gospel of the kingdom goes in this world, it first transforms individual people, but then it transforms nations. Where do you think the United States of America came from? See, most countries are formed around ethnic groups. Filipinos are from Philippines, Japanese are from Japan, Germans from Germany, and so forth. But America was formed in a completely different way. America is made up of people from just about every ethnicity in the world who came to this country because we all share common beliefs and values, truth, justice, equality, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When we say we believe in American exceptionalism, we're not trying to say we're better than all other countries. We're trying to say that among all the countries in the world, America is the exception. We didn't become a country because we all looked alike. We became a country because we all believed alike. Out of many ethnicities, one nation under God. America is a God thing, and to me, that's worth fighting for. Today, we're not being asked to storm the beaches of Normandy or Iwo Jima, but we can vote. I honestly don't consider myself a Republican, but a vote today for any Democrat means their party is in power. And for now, the Democrat Party is controlled by totalitarians. I believe we could be one election away from losing our country altogether. I've concluded that this is a huge part of the gospel of the kingdom. I see this as a crucial conversation for the church to have. It's okay if you don't agree with me. I will still love you and be your friend. I believe love and unity are more important than politics. But as I look back on history, I know the Christian church in Germany wished it had spoken up earlier before Hitler took over their country. We're not going to let that happen to the United States of America. The Allies of World War II saved the world 75 years ago. Now it's our turn. I believe this is the fight of our generation. So get out there and pray earnestly as you vote this year. The world ain't saving itself. Jesus came to save the world and connect us with the Father. And when we are connected with God, He transforms our heart, soul, mind, body, emotions, family, society, state, country, the world. At the center of God's will for us is for all your relationships to be transformed, starting with your relationship with yourself. Only then can you truly love others. Severed lives sever. Untransformed lives transmit lies, but transformed lives transform lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your presence with us as the Holy Spirit. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us for living a severed life. We want your presence, God. We welcome you to continuously speak over our lives, our families, our country, and the world, so we will all be transformed. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. Aloha.